Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
From the OUCHGuy.com sports desk, here's Ben Hall.
Draft day has arrived as the first round of the 2026 NFL Draft takes place tonight, and the Ravens are set to make their highest selection since 2022 when they drafted All-Pro safety Kyle Hamilton with the number 14 pick. Trading up has typically been uncharacteristic of the Ravens, but it's also rare for them to be picking this close to the top of the draft. GM Eric DaCosta talked about the possibility of trading up this year at the Liars Luncheon press conference last week.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just depends on the player and who that is and how highly we have him rated. So if we've got a bunch of guys kind of rated the same way and we like one of those guys, the chances of us going up and giving up a ton to get that guy probably wouldn't be something that we do. But if we have a guy that's kind of at a different level on the board who we think really comes in right away and can impact our team, certainly we'd be aggressive in that situation, potentially move up to get that guy.
The Ravens hold the number 14 pick in the first round. From the Bob Bell Nissan Kia of Essex Weather Center, temps are in the low 70s with sunny skies. Tomorrow is partly cloudy skies with a high of 75. I'm Ben Hall, Ravens Terps, and your home for the most Orioles coverage, 105.7 The Fan.
Rob, Jeremy, Ed, and Joe, the Big Bad Morning Show. Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
Red skateboard, Jeremy.
Yeah.
7:01 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this Thursday. Ed likes to call this day
Friday Eve, babe.
Now, Jay Glazer is saying that many teams are calling or trying to move up. But not only did he say the Steelers are one, he said the Steelers have called around trying to move up. And he says for an offensive lineman, Ed, what chess move does that make as far as the Baltimore Ravens, or do they not engage at all?
I don't think they engage at all. I mean, this is a pretty good offensive line class, and there are other people that are going to go prior, and there are a lot of needs, so I don't see them. If the Steelers want to do that, good. Give up a couple of draft picks. Move up. Go ahead. I mean, you got a question at quarterback. I don't know what they're doing right now. But I don't think the Ravens would be influenced by that at all.
You think the Ravens would be influenced by that, Jeremy?
I mean, you'd be... I don't think they're influenced by it, but I think you'd be foolish to ignore it, depending on, you know, if you're hearing rumors about this team's talking to that one, and if there is a player you covet. Ed, before you came on, I was telling Rob, like, every single mock draft I looked at had the guard Ione from Penn State going to the Ravens, and everyone wrote the same thing. He's the perfect fit. He plays like a Raven. He's got that nasty attitude and all these things that make sense. And if that is, in fact, the player that they covet, that they want, I've said this before, I don't care where you're sitting. If there's a player that you think can be a game changer for your organization, depending on cost, you have to look at it and maybe go get him.
Here's the thing, though. I agree with all that you said, Jeremy, but I also know DNA. And I just can't see the Ravens moving up, Ed, for a draft pick.
But you didn't see them moving 2 first-round picks for a player this year either.
And eventually they got out of that somehow. But I don't know, man. I don't see them moving up.
Not in this scenario. I mean, it'd be different if there was like one need you had to have the hole filled. They got a lot of holes, man. You know, McKusick said that they have the least players, the fewest players signed under contract right now in the NFL,
which is crazy.
Unusual. So I don't know. I don't quite see it. Yeah. I mean, hey, look, if they get Ione, okay. How about Sadiq? He's left. How about Fano? I mean, there's other people. Bain. I mean, are they all going to be gone?
All of them, Ed. The whole store got
the holes. Move. Everybody. Yeah. We get the 14th pick. The top 25 draft picks going to be gone.
Oh, my goodness. These teams snuck in their draft picks before we picked. No, but I agree with like what you said there with all the needs that they have. It makes total sense not to move up. I'm just saying in a random year, if there is a player that you covet, don't play games. Go get him if it's the guy you think changes your organization. And I don't think the Ravens move up. I think they, you know, stay where they're at. But mm-hmm. I also think you'd be naive not to listen to what other teams are doing and then ultimately make that decision if it's going to cost too much to get the guy you want.
Let me say this. I agree. If there's somebody they covet, move up. But do you think – I'm not asking you based on what this mock draft – you, Jeremy, you cover this team. Do you think there's somebody that they covet that much that they would move up?
You don't know. No, I don't. I don't think there is. I've said all along. I think there's three players that really make a ton of sense for this team. There's more, but we've talked about it. Fano, Ione, Sadiq, those guys. I fully expect that they're drafting one of those guys. And if for some way, somehow, some reason, all three guys are off the board, I think they're trading back.
Jeremy, I mean, Ed, do you think there's somebody on the board they covered that much?
No. I think there's several players they covet, and I think they were just named. But Jeremy, I don't think there's not that one guy that I know of that they have to have.
And again, it goes back to what Kim McKusick informed us of, what you just reiterated. They have so many needs. No, are they a team that I think is a losing football team? Well, they did have a losing record last year, but I know, I just think they're a team, they have so many needs that they don't have to gamble and leverage positions to move up, leverage draft picks to move up.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Your entire interior line needs to be, you know, fixed. You lost centers, you lost guards. I mean, you lost two tight ends. The inside linebacking is not deep anymore. You definitely, I mean, what if Sonny Styles is available? I don't know if he's gonna be, but he might be. Ione, Styles, Sadiq. I mean, there's a lot of players out there that we really could use. And I think at 14, they're gonna be available. Somebody's gonna be available.
I fully believe that too. But again, if there's something goofy happens and you got teams that are moving up and trading and grabbing players you want, ultimately, I think they end up moving back because they kind of felt like they're in a sweet spot, but if teams are getting the players that you wanted, why not move back and get even more picks?
Oh, very possible, because they don't have a lot this year.
Let's go to East Baltimore and get Larry. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well.
All right.
It's no brain. You got a left offensive line. A lineman. Everything starts up front. Because you look at the last two Super Bowls. They couldn't block them. The quarterbacks got killed. All that mock draft. It's an offensive lineman. Nothing else to talk about. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Larry. He's no brainer getting offensive lineman.
Until they draft a tight end.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, just because the need is a no brainer, just because the need is an offensive lineman, it goes back to what Jeremy just said. It depends how the draft stacks.
It does.
Those guys who are on your board are gone. Then you can say, well, the need is an offensive lineman, so this guy, we have him graded as a second or third rounder, but let's just get him in the first round. No, you're not going to do that. You're not. You're either going to take that next level. They need a tight end badly. Let's stop acting like they don't need a tight end also. They don't have one. Have one tight end. Yeah. So and they have an aging tight end at that. So if that tight end is graded high on their board and he's there, they're going tight end. Or they're going to do what Jeremy said and say, you know what, let's just move back because we have four guys remaining in the second round that we like. So chances are we can get both of those guys if we move back to the second round. So if that's, you're right. The greatest need, if you think the greatest need is offensive line, I'm not arguing with that because it's right up there. But what I would debate is, that they'll reach and get an offensive lineman in the first round if the guys they want aren't there anymore. They're not reaching. Ravens don't do that.
There are rumors that the Patriots want to move up, but I haven't seen it confirmed by Diana Rossini yet, so I don't know if it's real.
And you can't ask Mike Vrabel because he's in counseling.
By the way, he said when they brought up the possible affair that that was laughable.
Yeah.
Hey, nobody's laughing now, Mike. Nobody.
He's going to miss the last day of the draft to start counseling. Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed, do you find it to be negligent that this team is so shallow right now in terms of their roster?
No. I mean, it's just the way it was. I think it's just the way the cookie crumbled, you want to say. You had a lot of guys become free agents or, you know, possibly become free agents at once. Certain teams made it really difficult, like the Raiders. Who pays $27 million for a center? I mean, really, like, yeah. Come on. It's just, you know, there's things you can't help. And, it's just the way it is. Still got a lot of talent in the core. There's some talent in the draft. It's, you know, it's unusual because it's such a shallow, you know, quarterback class, but we don't need a quarterback. It's a lot of linemen in there. It's a good tight end class. I mean, so it's, I think that it kind of leans in the Ravens' favor.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the way that this entire thing sets up, I do think we're going to see some craziness going along with what we talked about with Jay Glazer. He did say that he believed the Steelers were looking to move up to get an offensive lineman, but he also said that there's a huge move that's going to happen in the draft, or at least he's been told about, but he can't talk about it until that team's picking, until their pick comes up, which leads me to believe that's somebody moving up, because then he could talk about what they wanted when they move up. If it does, in fact, come to fruition.
Let's go out to Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
What's going on, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
We're just talking with Ben about it. I mean, as much as I think we should pick a lineman, you know, depending on if we were really to get to the Super Bowl and win or not, we're still going to be kind of stuck in the same Tyler Linderbaum thing, because if he plays great, he's going to want to be, you know, big money. However, I'd rather see a guy. I think we're going to take Kenyon Sadiq, and if he plays awesome, we won't have no problems paying him down the road. But I know it's to win now more than later, but we'll see what happens, fellas.
I hope signability doesn't go in the mindset of a draft. Resignability, that is.
If it's a first round pick, you have 5 years.
Yeah, he said why you wouldn't draft a lineman because you'd be back in the Tyler Linderbaum situation. I hope you don't go into the first round of the draft already thinking about re-signability.
So let me get this straight. You want to draft a guy that you don't think will play well because nobody will want him.
Ed, that's next level thinking. Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded.
Too crowded,
yeah,
right?
I'm not saying I know for a fact if that's what they're thinking. I'm saying I hope to God that's not what they're thinking. 410-583-1057 is the number. We do the hockey with Ed Norris at 7:30. But on the other side, Jeremy, you brought this up earlier. There's no quarterbacks. There were one quarterback definitely goes in the first round, maybe two. Does that make this an uneventful draft? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
If you're thinking about it,
every day,
we're talking about it.
That's what I'm talking about.
105.7 The Fan.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Odyssey Sports Draft coverage is presented nationally by Bet365, where winning is everything. Download the Bet365 app and lock in your picks before the game begins. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in select states only. And by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need. From the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning. In Owings Mills, Reisterstown Road northbound still shut down at Hooks Lane due to a gas leak. The outer loop of the Beltway is super slow from Bel Air Road to Providence, then on the west side, 795 to Liberty. 895 southbound, you're on the brakes, Pulaski Highway through the Harbor Tunnel, and southbound 95 is super slow, Eastern Avenue through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 295 southbound, just past 175, that accident still has two right lanes and the right shoulder blocked. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
The Big Bad Morning Show is sponsored by Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty.
The 7:16 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Now, Ed, I know you said you are excited about the draft, and I think you're excited about the draft because you love the draft. But do you find this to be somewhat of an uneventful draft?
I think all of the drafts are uneventful when there's no huge quarterback prospect.
Yeah. And on top of that, the quarterback prospect, number one, is not even going to be at the draft.
Is that right? It's not going to be there. Yeah, I think this is a less exciting draft than we've had in the past. Because often you've had like two quarterbacks that it was like, oh, who's one? Who's two? You know, like, was it Winston Mariota was one? I mean, top of the head. I'm just thinking, you've had, you know, two, you know, premier quarterbacks that people were just curious how they're going to go. Now you got one, you know, pretty much consensus one of one. And people aren't that excited about him, for whatever reason. But so I don't know. I just don't find it to be a really exciting draft, personally. But I am excited for the draft because it's just fun waiting for your team to get called and to, you know, wait for their, you know, Goodell to say who the Ravens picked with the 14th pick in the NFL draft.
Even though Mendoza's not going to be there, they're still going to have cameras at his house, right?
Yeah. So, of course. Yeah.
Outside of him shaking hands with Raj and doing all that stuff, I just think you still get the same type of feel for it. Now, when Joe Thomas went out on the boat, there ain't no cameras on his boat.
Yeah.
Just like, leave us alone.
I mean, what was it, the year you had Trevor Lawrence? I'm not talking about how their careers ended, but in the, going into the draft, you had Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. That was, you had five guys that you felt like could go in the first round, and there was somebody else that was lingering there they thought could be stretched, reached for up in the first round, but it was at least five. I can't remember what year that was. 2020? No. 2021, yeah. So that's, you know, it doesn't matter how their careers end up. Just the fact that you have four or five quarterbacks that you can talk about going into the first round. I'm sorry, whether you like it or not, quarterbacks make the world go around in the National Football League.
Oh, absolutely. Of course they do. I mean, think about it. You got, I'm talking about like drafts like that, when you have a couple quarterbacks, a Heisman winner and a possible Heisman winner,
yes,
or a guy who won the Heisman the year before and didn't, you know, the next year he doesn't. You've had these things where, you know, with Andrew Luck, RG3, right?
Yeah, that was a great draft.
Marcus Mariota, you know, and Jameis Winston. I mean, you've had these. So, yeah, I mean, that makes it exciting.
Because I remember how we were talking about the draft of, what was that, 2019 was kind of uneventful too, wasn't it? You had Kyler Murray and who else?
I mean, Kyler Murray was, everybody was talking about him because he got drafted in the MLB draft and the NFL draft. So there was a lot of.
What was it, Daniel Jones that year too?
Maybe.
Kyler Murray and Daniel Jones, that was probably it, I think. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I agree, man. It's really uneventful for me, man. You know, like, you got these, like, it ain't really the great quarterbacks, you know, that's in this draft this year, like in previous drafts. You know what I mean? You know, you got the Medusa guy, but, like, going to the Raiders, allegedly. But if I'm the Raiders, you know, knowing their history with picking quarterbacks at number one, I'm trading that pick, you know, if I'm them, you know, because I don't think this guy might really pan out in the NFL. And also, let me get your opinion on something. Like, you know, I heard y'all earlier saying, I guess the Giants, they got two picks. They got number 5 and 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got teams like the Cowboys, number 12 and 20. Yeah, if you're one of them teams, like, wouldn't you trade back in the draft to get, you know, get some, a couple more second-round picks, some third-round picks, since you got a lot of holes in your team that you need to fill?
I mean, it depends. And what if you can fill, like... Again, if you have two of the top 20 picks, two of the top 25 picks, that means you have a chance to get two of the best 25 players in the draft.
I'm going to get two starters. By all intents and purposes, where they're drafting, they're going to get two starters right out of camp. So I think because I have so many needs, I need starters.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the Giants pick, does Harbaugh, is he picking those picks, or he got that power, or is it up to somebody else?
I don't know. From what I understand, the last thing on the contract, correct me if I'm wrong, Ed, was that he has some say in personnel.
Yeah, influence. Yeah. That was something he really held out for. Yeah.
I think ultimately the GM makes the decision, but Harbaugh can go to the owner and talk to him, who can then tell the GM to make a different decision.
Right. Let's go to Bel Air and get Rick. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I know this isn't top of the wish list, but with Jordan Stout moving on, that's a big deal in terms of field position. I know they signed some guy, Luke Gelsinga, I think in the offseason, but are they talking about picking somebody up late in the draft or just going free agent for another body of camp to compete? Is there any talk about that?
I think it's more likely that they go the free agent route for a punter. Than drafting a guy like they've drafted punters before. But ultimately, you've got guys that typically get picked up after the draft. And the weird thing is, the Ravens are another one of those teams that I think just love left-footed punters because the ball comes off their foot differently.
Yeah, we have also a deal that I will be in the room when they decide to get the next punter.
Really?
Yeah, I've got to replace my boy Jordan. Let's go Corey in Baltimore. What's up, Corey?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing? Long time, man. Long time.
Where you been?
What's happening?
Man, I've been chilling, man. I've been chilling with my son and whatnot. You know, hopefully he can get a call and get an opportunity to get out there in that league and stuff.
I hope so.
You know what I'm saying?
I hope so.
Good luck, man.
I'm praying. I appreciate it. But also, yeah, man, I agree with Rashawn and whatnot, man. So I'm hoping to take it back to 2006 when everybody thought the sure shot was Reggie Bush at being number one, and they wound up taking Mario Williams. So I hope they shake it up, because I'm not a fan of that man, Mendoza guy either, man. So, yeah, I just hope they shake it up this year. Since it's 2026, shake it up, man. I got to see a shake up this year, man.
Okay. Are you excited? The Colts don't have a first-round pick this year, do they? They traded that for Sauce?
Hey, you know what? Check this out, Jeremy. I give you that one, man.
I'm not knocking. I said, are you excited for the draft even without a first
round? What do you mean you're not knocking him? Why'd you tell me in my ear, watch this, Rob?
Yeah.
I'm not excited about nothing that they're doing. Nothing that they did right now excites me about anything. Chris Ballard, that guy that's the head coach. I don't know, man. It's going to be a heartbreaking season for me, I think, this year, man.
Well, I hope your heart gets broken with them. I hope your son gets picked up. I hope your son gets picked up.
Man. Geez,
but I hope your heart gets broken with your football team. I like your son. All right, have a good one. I like your son. Let's go to Ed Towson. What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you feel?
Doing well. How are you?
All right.
Coming back from your hometown, Rob. I guess your hometown.
West Baltimore?
No. My bad.
West Baltimore, my hometown.
You got people in Winston-Salem, right?
Yes. I've never lived there, but my dad's family does.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. All right, but going back to the football thing, I think if you want to know how important this draft is for the Ravens, ask Lamar Jackson and a couple of times where he got pile drive during the season. He can tell you how important it is, and he probably could tell you what he wants to pick first. I like the kid from Penn State because I like his height. You know, interior linemen need to be 6'4 and below because it's all about leverage. You know that. It's all about low man. It's a wrestling position. So I like that kid right there. I don't really care about his arm length as long as he can get leverage. But I also would not be opposed to picking for them doing the tight end. And the reason I think they do that is with Derrick Henry back there, when you go 12 and 13 personnel, it creates the defense, creates more area for the defense to defend. And I think that's their, you know, if you're not going to be great in the middle, which you better be good, then you add a tight end, and that gives it. You got to spread out. You got to defend the whole field. So I would not be opposed to a tight end so that they can go 12, 13 personnel and run the big fella. So I think both of those are very important. I wouldn't worry about the skill positions because you can't ain't really having skill if you can't defend the skill. So I think I go middle, and I think I go tight end, and I think they'll be okay. But Lamar Jackson can answer that question a little bit better. Y'all take care.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Reports say Carson Beck, Jeremy, could go in round one.
Reports are wrong.
Ed, is that quarterback desperation? We'll talk about that at 7:45, but on the other side, we do the hockey.
Yeah, this is kind of, it's been unbelievable. I mean, I always talk about how exciting it is. This has been over the top in one way in particular. Let's see what you guys think about it.
We do the hockey up next on The Fan.
Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney. Inside Access. Live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you missed. 105.7 The Fan.
A new season is here. Are you ready for it? Spring is here. The ballpark is jumping and life is picking back up. But if you're still carrying around last year's extra weight, it can feel like you're stuck in the dugout watching everyone else play. At LifeMed Institute, their medically supervised weight loss GLP-1 programs are built around you. Your body, your goals, your timeline. They also have hormone optimization, IV infusions, medical grade supplements, and genetic testing to tackle the real reason stubborn weight gains hang on. With on-site medical providers guiding you every step of the way, real results aren't just possible. They're the whole point. This season, make the call that changes everything. Schedule your free consultation at 410-575-1200 or visit LifeMedInstitute.com. LifeMed has clinics in Maryland, Delaware, and Pennsylvania. And tell them your boy Rob sent you.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Squarespace is not only the best place to build your website, but to discover new domains too. Something like topfootballcamp.com for your top football camp, whisperingbloom.com for your silent retreat, or whisperingboom.com for your shouting retreat. Maybe velvetchords.com for your music studio, or existentialglitter.com for your artist studio. With a website from Squarespace, you can build your brand and your business all at squarespace.com. Get your domain before they're gone with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your domain or website.
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Ro. Go to ro.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Ro membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to ro.co/safety, Rx only.
From the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning in Owings Mills, Reisterstown Road at Hooks Lane northbound. Still shut down due to a gas leak. The outer loop of the Beltway is super slow from Bel Air Road to Providence, then again from 795 to Liberty. 895 southbound in Baltimore City, stop and go from Pulaski Highway through the Harbor Tunnel. 295 southbound, right at 175, that accident is cleared up, but you're still backed up to Route 100. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Ben Hall.
It wasn't the prettiest series for the Orioles, but they were able to take 2 of 3 in Kansas City and win their fourth series of the season. They used a 6-run sixth inning to pull away from the Royals. Manager Craig Albernaz talked about what went right for the offense.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that's, I would say that's what our offense is capable of. Like 6 runs an inning is a big ask, but I think the quality at bats, passing the baton, the big blow by Mayo, you know, just everyone chipping in. Calzo had a great day. It was good to see that. You know, just everyone kind of, JJ with another big hit. It's just great at bats, pile on top of each other and passing the baton. And that was a great inning for us.
Pete Alonso and Kobe Mayo led the charge at the plate, driving in 5 of the Orioles' 8 runs with both guys going deep. The Birds will have an off day Thursday before returning home for a 3-game series with the Red Sox this weekend. From the Bob Bell Nissan Kia Essex Weather Center, temps are in the low 70s with sunny skies. Tomorrow is partly cloudy skies with a high of 75. This Fan Flash is sponsored by the Maryland Lottery. Play Home Run Riches from the Maryland Lottery. You could win instantly or enter to win cash for Orioles home runs as a contestant of the game. Please play responsibly. I'm Ben Hall, Ravens Terps, and your home for the most Orioles coverage, 105.7 The Fan.
Rob Long, Ed Norris, and Jeremy Kahn. The Big Bad Morning Show. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan, and we are about to drop the puck with Ed Norris. Do the hockey, my man.
Yeah, well, you know how I feel about this time of year. I think this is the best playoff series. I mean, baseball to me is right. They make me tired.
I watched the Stars in the Wild last night, and that was that was good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that series, Dallas leading that series 2-1. I think they wanted, they weren't a favorite, but they were a really good team. And the Avalanche has got a two-zip lead over the Kings. They were the favorite. They had the best, you know, the regular season record, win the President's Trophy. I think the Stars are really good.
Philly's dog walking Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they are. That's been impressive. I'm going to get to them in a second. That was crazy. I'll briefly go through how it stands now. You mentioned those two. The Golden Knights and the Mammoth tied at 1. An interesting little side note there. Utah is offering a jersey swap because Nevada and Utah are border states and they had no team. A lot of Golden Knights fans in Utah. Now the Mammoth are offering a jersey swap to turn into Golden Knights jersey. They get a blank, you know, no number, but a Mammoth jersey in return. To get some, you know, their fans back from Nevada. Oilers and Ducks tied at 1. So the series are all close. Sabres, Bruins knotted up at 1. Lightning, Canadiens, same. Hurricanes look good. They lead that series against the Senators 2-0. The Penguins are down, you know, 0-3. Flyers up 3-0. I mean, they're closely seeded, 2-3 seed. Penguins 2, Flyers 3. But what I wanted to talk about was, I do love it because, first of all, it's exciting. The intensity gets ratcheted up dramatically. I mean, really dramatically. The Canadiens Lightning series, the game the other night, that was, I've never seen those teams have so many shots on goal. It was like a track meet. it also got very rough, and it's been rough, and it's not been unique to one's, you know, one team or one matchup. The Bruins Sabre series got it, but I think it's something real unusual happened in both the Penguins Flyers Lightning Canadiens last night. I watched this game in its entirety, Pittsburgh, you know, and Philly. It was so rough to the point where in the second period, everybody was in the penalty box. I'm not joking. And Sidney Crosby said that he'd never seen that in 17 years. This is really an unusual time. I don't know what is going on. And I think the officials are doing a good job. They're trying to control this stuff, but it got really out of control for a while. It was a full-on brawl.
What was it in the third period?
A second.
Second, okay.
And it just, it got to be where, I forget who threw the ice.
Well, evidently, it distracted Pittsburgh because they got outscored 3-0 in that period.
Oh, it did. Well, they claim it really helped the Flyers.
Okay.
But it was one of those things where, you know, there was a roughing call. Penguins player throws a Flyer to the ice. This is what got me. He visibly started kicking him. He doesn't remember it, but he did. I saw it live, and he says he doesn't remember kicking anybody. But the problem is, you know, there's blades on those skates, and we've seen people get their throats cut. It happens. But anyway, then it became a full-on brawl. Everybody was squared off. 5-5. Everybody went to the penalty box. You couldn't even move. It looked like a clown car. And the same thing happened with the Lightning Canadiens. They end up putting 10 guys in the box. And I've just not seen this before. We've had this just incredible amount of extraordinarily rough play. The only positive takeaway that I saw last night that I have never seen, Sidney Crosby got called for embellishment. So, first time in his career, believe it or not, but he caught a high stick to the face, and you know, and then looked like he got shot by a sniper in the stands.
He looked like Jim Carrey in every movie he was in. He overacted.
Yeah, that's correct. He throws himself down, and he got called for embellishment, which I think they should call more often. But
this one gets me though. There'd be a lot of stoppage time in soccer if they did that. But this one gets me. This is my question for you. What are you going to do tonight when the puck drops in a series that's tied 1-1 at 7 and the draft?
Well, uh-huh. Good question.
Because it's a 1-1 tie, Sabres and Bruins.
Yeah. I will probably go back and forth because, frankly, the draft is so much time in between. And honestly, I really just care who the Ravens draft.
Call me a 6:45. I'll show you how to do both.
All right, thank
you. There's a way.
I've been watching O's and hockey too, so I've been. It's
no O's tonight, so it's good.
Yeah,
I think this is the third or fourth straight year that the Orioles have not played on draft night.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I think it's like third or fourth straight year.
It's often a getaway day, as you know better than anybody. So it's just, you know.
Well, why won't he get away?
That way.
Like, he's still here. Go away.
I don't know.
Tonight, also, Carolina's up 2-0 on the Senators.
He's been here 4 hours.
Did they get one step closer to clinching this thing, or you think the Senators get one? Steal one at home?
No, I think the Hurricanes is just much better. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they take this in 4 or 5.
I like Carolina tonight. They're an underdog tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were away, but whatever.
And the Avalanche so far, Ed, are looking like a team that won 55 games.
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to. I mean, they were number one team in the regular season. So it's no big surprise here. But it means, you know, nothing really when it comes down to it, because the President's Trophy team, they have won a cup in recent memory that I can think of.
Really?
Yeah.
The best regular season team has been a while since they won a championship? That's pretty good.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of it.
Well, even if it's not routine, that's pretty good.
Yeah. But, I mean, this has been it's just been exciting. It's been close. A lot of these has gone to overtime, double overtime. A lot of rough play. A lot of hard hitting and a lot of fast-paced action where some of these teams were just, you know, and teams are making mistakes. And like the Lightning were trying to skate with the Canadiens. I think the Canadiens are actually better 5-on-5. But the Lightning were trying to skate with them and then decided, oh, wait, we're going to just rough them up. And he did that. And then the benches, the penalty boxes got full. And then there's a curiosity of Victor Hedman, the captain of the Lightning, who left before the playoffs for undisclosed personal reasons, hasn't been seen since. He's sorely missed. He's one of the best defensemen in the league. So I don't know what's up with him.
It's not like one of these scientists that were just killed that's been working on like aliens and anti-gravity stuff. That's not what happened. He's not just missing.
I don't know. they won't say.
You know, it's funny. You just said something. You said benches cleared, but then you went back and said penalty box. It seems like in the only sport where fighting is allowed is also the sport that doesn't have bench clearing brawls.
Yeah, they don't.
It's the only sport where you step back and watch guys fight, and oh, by the way, they don't have bench clearing
because
brawls.
The guys that are sitting on the bench already got in a fight in the game and they want to rest. They don't want to come back out for another fight.
No, it's just it's one of those things. There's a code and they watch him. Well, he'll handle it. We'll just sit here and watch him bang our sticks on the ice. That's what they do. So it's kind of funny. It is unusual to see everybody fight, though. That happens, and it's happened a couple times in this playoff series, but not that often. Where usually let them square off, everybody else just kind of dances around and holds people back. But this has been wild, just wild. Everybody's dropping gloves, and man, even the last night got out of hand. The refs wouldn't even let them fight because they were the one I told you when they fell to the ice and the kicking took place. They dropped gloves, and the referee is nope. Not allowing this one to take place. So
there you go. Thanks a lot, Ed. Do recent photos of Roquan Smith concern you? We'll talk about that at 8:15. But on the other side, reports say Carson Beck could go in round number one. Jeremy says reports are wrong. I'm saying even if they are wrong, this is a sign of quarterback desperation. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
The Fans, Femi Iambadejo.
Play Like a Raven moniker that was born, in my opinion, in 1999 when you came here. It goes all the way back to Coach Walsh. Now, am I just making this up in my mind? Have you ever thought about this?
Brian Billick on the late Hall of Fame coach, Bill Walsh.
Head coaches and organizations can trace that same lineage. That all go back to Bill Walsh from the early 49ers. Not only from the football standpoint to the way you taught it, to the way you implemented it and called the game. Bill Walsh has his fingerprints over so many different organizations, and not the least of which was mine.
105.7 The Fan. This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
A dominant night in Loud City comes with a major asterisk. The Thunder rolled to a 120-107 win over the Suns to take a 2-0 series lead. But the story is Jalen Williams. J-Dub exited in the third quarter after aggravating a left hamstring injury, the same issue that cost him 30 games this season. SGA dropped 37, so that's good news. I'm Drake Toll.
From the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning in Owings Mills, Reisterstown Road at Hooks Lane, northbound. Still shut down due to a gas leak. The outer loop of the Beltway is super slow from Bel Air Road to Providence, then again from 795 to Liberty. 895 southbound in Baltimore City, stop and go from Pulaski Highway through the Harbor Tunnel. 295 southbound, right at 175. That accident is cleared up, but you're still backed up to Route 100. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
A cop, a coach, a con man, and an average Joe. The Big Bad Morning Show, 105.7 The Fan.
You're going to make Ed twitch. Can't play Kendrick Lamar. Gives him shades of Sarasota, Florida.
May put mine on right now.
Get some shades of Sarasota with driving in a convertible and me blasting while he's in Walmart.
Because he refused to come in.
Can I tell you what?
I ain't going in there.
When I was delivering pizzas, every once in a while when it was slow, I would jump in the car with the other drivers and go on a delivery. And whenever they would walk up to the front door, I would turn on arguably the gayest music possible and just blast it as loud as could be. It doesn't matter if it were like the George. Weather Girls, It's Raining Men, and I'll turn it up. Like, if his volume went to 10, I turned it up to 16. And he's just got to stand up there and hand him the pizza while the Weather Girls is blaring out of his car. It made me laugh. Like, I loved it. He's like, you like this too much.
If you look at some mock drafts, many of them have Carson Beck going in the second round, which I believe if he does go second round, Ed, that's a reach. However, there's some now who are starting to believe that there might be a team
willing to get him in the first round. Do you believe that?
I wouldn't be surprised. Honestly, I think I said this yesterday. I wouldn't be surprised if Ty Simpson goes in the first round. Carson Beck is borderline. But I always think that there are teams that are just desperate for that position. They're just desperate for quarterbacks. And when you're desperate, you do things that are kind of dumb. I think that'd be dumb. So yeah, I could see it. I could. And it was, I mean, there's a lot of really, that oddly, this is an odd draft because you've got, you know, kind of a weak quarterback class, but you got some really impressive guys in other positions, like running back and inside linebacker and offensive line and things like that.
You weren't on early, and I know this is going to floor you. I think Jeremiah Love is the best player in the draft.
A lot of people do.
I think he is.
I've seen him as number one. A lot of, you know, people's top 25 and all this with prospects.
You don't know.
I don't, but they do. I don't know if they do either, frankly. But but I have seen it. So yes. I'm saying there's some really talented young guys in this draft. So who knows? But, you know, but quarterback is just that. It's that valuable.
I think everything Ed said is correct. Like, I wouldn't be shocked because teams do crazy things. And is there a team that wants a fifth year of their quarterback or the fifth year option to have that and trade back in the first round? So it wouldn't shock me, but I'm not even sure Carson Beck should go in the second round of the UFL draft.
I don't think he should go in the second round at all. But do you see a Miami Dolphins drafting him?
No.
You don't?
No. Could they draft him later?
Houston Texans? No, they're not going to be his first round draft pick quarterback. Man, I mean, that's what
are you looking at, like, the teams in the top 10 of the second round? Like,
no, I'm looking at the teams at the bottom of the first round for him to go first.
Well, because I'm saying if he goes first, I think someone's trading in to get him. I don't think someone's
So you think maybe
that's why I said the first 10 teams of the second round.
The New York Jets would trade back into the first round.
I was just going to say, if anybody would do it, it would be them.
Everybody knows Arizona needs a quarterback. Do they pass on quarterback in the first round? Because they only have one first round pick, am I right? Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
Do they pass on Arizona? Does Arizona pass on him, go back in the first round and get him? Do they like him more than they like Ty Simpson?
Hey, there were rumors about them trading Marvin Harrison Jr. So, like,
you're not liking there.
What if that became a draft day trade and they moved up and got something they wanted? I mean, I think he hated playing with Kyler Murray, and now he's not going to love it with Jacoby Brissett much more.
So, don't the Jets have the second pick in the draft?
In the first round? Yes, they do. They have number 16. They have number
Ty Simpson.
2-16. You think Ty Simpson is number 16?
That would not shock me at all.
I'm telling you, I think that's what happens.
Stupid planes.
Okay, if they get Ty Simpson there, then I do see a scenario where somebody comes back in the first round and get Carson Beck.
And they should change that name. They shouldn't be the Jets. They should be the Crop Dusters until they get their act together. I mean, this is pathetic. As soon as you said that, and I hear, like, Ed's like, yeah, I can see it. And you said they had the number 16 pick, their second pick, and then I'm going, oh, Christ.
Okay, that is truly the Alonzo Mourning gift right there.
And if you are playing pick a quarterback, they get him at 16 to the Jets. Okay, so if those two quarterbacks are off the board, do you see a situation where the Steelers reach for Carson Beck at pick number 21?
I don't think they reach. I think they trade back. I don't think Carson Beck's a guy you reach for.
Yeah, I don't either.
Or around.
Well, if you
but they're putting all the marbles in, you know.
Let's be honest,
Aaron Rodgers' pot there.
Let's be honest. If they trade back and got him in the second round, theoretically, people are going to tell you that's not a reach. But I think you and I are in the same boat when we say that's a reach.
I see. If he's going to throw this many interceptions in college, what's he going to do at the next level?
Yeah.
I mean, he makes horrific decisions. He was on a team that went to the national championship. I mean, look, all the things he did at Georgia were
great. He's been on great teams.
What he's done at Miami was great. Yeah. Like, they have been really good teams. I don't know that he's an NFL quarterback unless he's a perennial backup and he's one of those guys that plays 8 to 10 years and getting his, you know, handful of starts.
I think
clipboard holder.
Yeah.
I think they had a better chance beating Indiana if he's a better quarterback.
If he's not Carson Beck, then yes.
Yes.
Ed in Kansas City. What's up, Ed?
Good morning, man.
How are you?
Morning.
Hey, look, man, first time caller. I watch and listen. I just recently retired. So
welcome to the show.
So thank you. My favorite part of the draft is actually when it's over. I buy those draft preview books every year, so like the undrafted free agents, I can look them up and see where they qualify. The Ravens have struck gold many times with that.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say if you're an offensive lineman in college and you don't get drafted, I think the Ravens are one of the teams that may be top on the list because you got a chance to make the 53-man signing, you know, with the Ravens. So, yeah, I think this is the year they've I think Orr, Bart Scott was unsigned. So this is a year that if you're out there, you got a good chance to make the 53. I'd sign with the Ravens if it was an offensive line.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. And how did they get Danelle Ellerbe? Was he drafted?
I thought he was seventh round.
Okay, he was late. Yeah, he came out of
Justin
Georgia.
Tucker walked on.
Right? Yeah, yeah, he did. Hall of Famer. Marco in Randallstown. What's up, Marco?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
As far as our draft, I wanted to be the calm voice in the room. I understand if I lay late and Harbaugh being stubborn made us have nightmares. But we have to be calm and realize that that doesn't mean that we have to draft an offensive lineman with the first pick.
I agree.
Because if you think about our history, Yonder was a third-round pick. So these guys all grade well. So we don't have to do a jerk reaction and go out and we got to get an offensive lineman. Me personally, I would draft Sadiq because I'm not comfortable with Andrews being the way that he is as our number one tight end. And we all know Likely was basically like the second passing option and with Lamar. So going forward, if we, from my understanding, I think we need 15 offensive linemen. If we draft at least 3 to 4 offensive linemen in this draft, I think we'll do fine.
I'm glad you said that because first you said you don't need to draft an offensive lineman. I understood what you meant. We don't need to. We need to draft them. We just don't need have to draft them in the first round.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm with you on that. If I am not wrecking my board to get an offensive lineman in the first round,
no.
Not wrecking my board.
First pick the Ravens ever had worked out pretty well.
Oh, pretty good. Hey, by the way, Ken Zales, big-time Miami Hurricane fan, texted me. He said, Carson Beck is a bum, straight trash.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's doo-doo.
Tell us how you really feel.
The recent photos of Roquan Smith concern you. We'll talk about that at 8:15. But on the other side, it's time to get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Well, all right. We're going to talk about an interesting encounter that happened on the trails where a bear ran into a guy and a guy did something that I don't think any one of us would have done. We're also going to talk about...
You don't just run into bears. You got to be someplace you shouldn't be.
He's out in the woods.
Exactly.
That's a grocery store groper allegedly molests a woman and then gives a bizarre excuse. I'll see if you think this flies. And
I thought they were melons.
And... we're going to play one of the more painful versions of What's in My Butt today. So I hope you guys are ready, and I hope you guys are playing at home. We do that next in the World of Stupid.
Who plays at home?
I do.
This is the fan, baby.
Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney. Inside Access. Live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Search Baltimore 105.7 The Fan. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you missed. The Fan.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball. For the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!